Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting second. The center fielder, Bob Speak. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Tanner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting seventh. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Morgan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Brosnan. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Jim Brosnan. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Crow. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Joe Taylor. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vicente Amor. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Vicente Amor. And now, play ball. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Amor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Bell. Speak reaches second base with a double. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Speak scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Cubs. Joe Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hook fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Brosnan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brosnan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Taylor. Brosnan reaches second base with a double. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke strikes out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a line drive into left field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vicente Amor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amor is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Speak hits a fly ball into right field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tanner hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Cubs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Don Gross now pitching. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Long hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robinson. Long reaches second base with a double. Morin moves to third. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks is walked intentionally. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0 for 1 in the game. Neiman strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0 for 1 in the game. Burgess hits a fly ball into center field. Speak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Cubs, 4, Reds, 4. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Crow hits a fly ball into center field. Speak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tanner. Taylor reaches second base with a double. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 4. the Cubs will come to bat. Jim Brosnan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brosnan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Brosnan hits a fly ball into right field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into right field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Speak hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Crow settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoke hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tanner. Hoke reaches second base with a double. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan takes first base on ball 4. Bob Anderson now pitching. Don Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Hoke moves to third. McMillan moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Hoke scores. McMillan moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-4, Reds. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-2 in the game. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Tanner hits a fly ball into right field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 4. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Crow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0 for 2 in the game. Neiman hits a fly ball into right field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 4. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Speak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hoke hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McMillan takes first base on ball 4. Don Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 0 in the game. Gross strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Bolger pinch hits for Bob Anderson. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 3 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bolger moves to second. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Speak hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-5, Cubs. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Tanner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Morin strikes out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Long is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Reds 5. The Reds will come to bat. Turk Lowne now pitching. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0 for 3 in the game. Burgess hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Temple moves to second. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Crow hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Taylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Reds 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-3 in the game. Neiman hits a fly ball into right field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-3 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clip Stein fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Turk Laun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Reds 5. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hoke takes first base on ball 4. Ted Kluszewski pinch hits for Roy McMillan. Dick Littlefield now pitching. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a line drive into left field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Post pinch hits for Johnny Klipstein. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speak. Post reaches second base with a double. Hoke goes all the way around to score. It's 7-6 Cubs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-4 in the game. Burgess hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-7, Reds. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 9, and the Cubs 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Alex Grammas now playing shortstop. Hirsch Freeman now pitching. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Adams for the out. One out. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Speak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 9, and Chicago Cubs, 7. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.